We're back. It's 2 minutes past 4 o'clock, and this is the Express Yourself Show on KDNK. Hello, Indigenous Earthlings. Here we are again, seven revolutions later, balancing into yet another Express Yourself. I'm Luke Nessler. Stay tuned for more music coming your way from the Sopris Trio. Classical music doesn't land very often in our town, so when it does, it's a real treat. And tonight is one of those nights, as a string trio, which just now named themselves the Sopris Trio, take the stage over at Steve's Guitars. And I think this might be a first for Express Yourself, having some classical music here on the show. Local cellist Sarah Graff is an active performing cellist and the executive director of the local nonprofit Roaring Fork Music Society, the organization which runs the Roaring Fork Youth Orchestra. Sarah has also completed registered Suzuki teacher training and has a private cello studio. Welcome, Sarah.
Hi, thank you. We're glad to be here.
Get a little bit closer.
Okay.
That's a little better.
We're glad to be here.
Thank you, Sarah. I appreciate that. Also with us is Dr. Brittany Brown, an avid performer on the violin of solo and chamber music in the Roaring Fork Valley. Dr. Brown has a doctorate in violin performance and is a certified Suzuki teacher as well as a violin coach for the Roaring Fork Youth Orchestra. Welcome, Brittany.
Thank you. We're so excited to be here.
I'm happy to have you too. And the third part of the trio also joining us is Aaron Gallagher on the viola. Aaron has a degree in viola performance and has played in chamber and Baroque concerts and festivals in Amsterdam, Paris, Nice, Boston, and Vancouver. And she will be forming a private viola studio in the Valley soon. Welcome, Aaron.
Thank you so much. It's awesome to be here.
I can't see you, but I can hear you.
Sounds good.
There we go. So the Sopris Trio, newly named.
So we're going to start off with a little bit of Beethoven. It's a trio for violin, cello, and viola. It's Opus 9, number 1. And Beethoven dedicated this string trio to Count Braun-Camus. And he was about 28 when he finished these trios, so pretty young age. And he was very excited about all that he had written with this. He thought these were his best works to date. So we're going to be playing a little bit of the first movement for you guys.
Thank you.
The applause. Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. The Sopras Trio playing live here in the studios at KDNK and playing tonight over at Steve's Guitars. How did the Sopras Trio come together?
We've all lived in the Valley for a number of years. I've been here for about 10 years, and I think from everywhere from 3 to 10 years we've been here. We play in various combinations. There's a small community of classical musicians in the Valley, and we get together and have different groups and different concerts each year.
Is this Siberia for a classical musician?
Not quite, I would say.
I've seen worse, I think.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, there are quite a few. Mm-hmm. I've met quite a few in my few years, 3 years here.
Uh-huh.
It's been really great. I came for the skiing, but I brought my viola with, and to be able to meet this many amazing classical musicians was a huge draw.
Well, I guess the Aspen Music Festival might have a little something to do with that.
Yeah, we all attended as students.
Oh, did you? All three of you did?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
We didn't meet each other there. So we met each other when we moved out here.
Interesting. Decided to come back and stay.
Yep.
Huh. And this is not your first gig at Steve's Guitars.
It's not. We played as a quintet about 3 or 4 years ago and did a classical show. And then Brittany and I played 2 years ago and did some duos there.
Uh-huh.
We really enjoyed it because it's the perfect space for chamber music. Was really meant to be played in small rooms, like living rooms, and it's exactly the right size and right feel for that.
Intimate setting.
Yes, definitely.
Well, by the same token, did the composer compose chamber music with that in mind, as opposed to a symphony?
Right, yeah, exactly.
Oh, interesting.
It was a lot of the earlier ones were written for amateurs and played in the living room, so it was something that people would do
as an after-dinner activity.
Yeah, as
almost.
Entertainment.
You have your nice dinner, and then what are we going to do? Play cards, or we can play music together as well, if you wanted. So.
Yeah.
Several hundred years after these composers lived, their music lives on. Why do you think that is?
Well, it's very, it's emotional, and it's exciting, and it conveys something. The audience, you know, gets something from it, and the musicians playing it, we definitely enjoy playing it and sharing it with the audiences that otherwise wouldn't hear it.
I think it's, even though it's so old, it's easy to connect with. There's so many emotions in the music that, you know, great music can be played over and over again, and you can appreciate it each time. It can be a little bit different. So
there's a lot of room for artistic interpretation in these pieces, right?
There is.
Yeah. And so when you take that artistic freedom, what is it that you're actually doing? Are you adding diminuendo here and crescendo there? Or how? What are you doing when you interpret a piece?
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of, it's anything from diminuendos, crescendos, to how to finish a cadence, finish a phrase, how to create a transition from a light section to a passionate section, or between movements. It's how to end a piece, how to start a piece, how to breathe together, how to communicate.
Did you say breathe together?
I didn't.
I had no idea that was a factor.
We're trying to breathe together in certain moments to create a stillness that we can then emerge from that stillness into. That might be. That's just an example of a of an expressive moment we might seek in the piece.
Wow, that never even occurred to me. How about that?
There's a lot that goes into it.
Yeah, I guess so. What else goes into it that I wouldn't normally think about?
A whole lot of hours of practice together. We spent many a late night from 8 to 10 p.m.
Yes.
Together, reading through this, listening to different recordings. Mm-hmm. Just a lot of time getting to know each other's playing, too.
Mm-hmm.
Really mm-hmm. knowing how each other plays, when mm-hmm. someone's going to do something special, mm-hmm. when to follow
and join in with that.
Yeah, exactly.
So definitely bring your individuality and then come together around that and create something together. So,
Tonight you're playing some Beethoven and some Kodály,
which
I guess is sort of, they're sort of polar opposites in ways. Maybe you could explain exactly what people will hear tonight.
Sure. So Beethoven, as you heard, is very classical in nature with just a little bit of romantic touches, so a little bit more explosive dynamics than the classical era. Mm-hmm. Kodály is really different, so there's parts that are almost ugly, I would say, and then parts that are very folk-like and beautiful. Kodály was a composer who really admired Hungarian folk tunes, so he actually went around with a phonograph to different really small villages and recorded those folk tunes to listen to and study. And so you can hear a lot of that folk quality in his music. And then you can also hear a lot of modernism, so just dissonances, clashing notes, and rhythmic excitement, I would say. So we have a little section we can play for you that's part of the folk quality of it.
I'd love to hear it. You're listening to the Sopris Trio live here in the studios of KD&K, and tonight you'll have a chance to catch them over at Steve's Guitars. Interesting. Hungarian folk tunes in there.
Yeah.
How about that? How about that? That sounds like a challenging piece to play, though.
It is.
Yeah.
It poses a lot of challenges. The violin part and the cello part are equally difficult. And there are parts of this that are even more difficult in the range, going from really high to really low, or from really slow to really fast. All the extremes you could think of.
Huh. One of the artists that are popular here at KD&K, I'm sure you've heard of them, Two Cellos?
Yes.
Do you know that band?
Popular amongst our students.
Oh, really? Really? Yeah. Why is that popular among the students?
Oh, because it's a good crossover between, they're really great classical players, the Two Cellos are, and they do such a mix of classical music, and then they can do all the covers and the rock songs, and they play so well that we could recommend them as teachers, because they're very high quality performers and great.
Is that kind of project alluring to you, ladies? That kind of crossover thing, or are you happy in the classical world?
I'm super happy in the classical world, but I also love the idea of covers too, and I love to play with bands and try different styles, and I love that. So personally, yes, I love it.
I'm kind of the same. I think that I love playing classical music at Steve's because we take the piece as it would be played in a concert hall and play it there exactly the same way, just in a venue where people can listen with fresh ears in a way. It's just it changes the way you think of it if you don't have to feel like you're in a really formal setting to hear this music, because I don't think it needs to be paired with that. It can be really played anywhere and you can listen to it however, whatever it means to you. When you hear it.
Well, one of the popular artists also on KD&K, a fellow cellist, Yo-Yo Ma. Everybody loves Yo-Yo Ma. And where he's taken his instrument around the world, the Silk Road, all that kind of thing. Very interesting, what's the word, mashup? Shall we say mashup?
Yeah. Definitely. I think there are a lot of similarities between that and what Kodai did in this piece. I mean, Kodai took the folk melodies and then put them in a classical setting. But when he went out and toured and recorded folk melodies, it's great that that's continuing with what Yo-Yo Ma is doing.
Interesting. We've got enough time for one more piece of music. But before we get to that, I understand that at least two of you, if not all three of you, are involved with the Roaring Fork Youth Orchestra. Let's give you a chance to shout out your organization, because it sounds like you're doing really great work.
Yeah, thank you. We've been around for about 6 years. I started off as a cello mentor. Basically, I sit with the cello students during rehearsals and help them out. And Brittany joined about 3 years ago or so and does the same for the violin students. We have about 50 students now in the group, or in their three different levels. So we have everything from 6-year-olds to 18-year-olds. And we've just added winds, and our concerts are coming up next month in April.
Where will those be?
Oh, there's one at the Orchard in Carbondale on April 18th. It's a Tuesday at 5:30. And then on the following Sunday at the Aspen Country Day campus at 1:30.
That's great. How many students did you say? 50?
50.
That's impressive. 50. Wow.
We've just added 6 wind players, so we'll have our first full orchestra performance.
Are the kids as excited about classical music as they are about Beatles or Led Zeppelin or anybody else?
For the most part, yes.
Wow.
Yeah,
what do you attribute that to?
I think just learning the music and the language, it's a pretty amazing thing to realize what a human can do. And I think they start hearing kind of the similarities, like a beautiful melody in Mozart can be just as beautiful as in the Beatles. So, yeah, it's just continuing onward with different kind of music.
Does the world of electronic music attract you at all? Do you give any attention or listening time
to that? Yeah, I think we all have mics that we've used on our instruments, and we've all played in band settings where we're plugged in. And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. In college, I did a little more with experimental electronic music world, but I guess I haven't done it since then. But I had friends who were DJs and combined writing electronic music and acoustic instruments.
Wow. So are there bands out there that are sampling Mozart and Beethoven? I wonder.
Yes.
There must be.
Yeah.
There must be. Yeah. Well, let's hear one more piece from the Sopris Trio here at KDNK.
Thank you.
That's the Sopris Trio. Aaron Gallagher on the viola. Thanks for coming in, Aaron.
Thanks for having me.
Brittany Brown on the violin. Thank you, Brittany. And Sarah Graff on the cello. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.
Good luck tonight over at Steve's Guitars.
Thanks. Thank you.
That show's starting at 8:30, I guess, like every other. Great. Steve's Guitars, the place to hear some classical music here in Carbondale tonight. Coming up on 4:30, stay tuned. We have Let Them Roar coming in next.
I sink my roots. No need for mechanical. I come strictly organical. When I need the peace, I look to the east. That's why I'm never scared of the beast. Even though they try to prey upon me, I'm protected by the one always greater than me. So now I reveal to thee, because you wanna see the contour of my mystery, the strength of my arches, the color of my conscience, and the way that I process my addiction. Some facts, some fiction, some mystery and some future fantasy. I'm the trunk that holds the branches, the leaves that do the dances. My flowers romantic, my love gigantic. Box of light, beyond the sea.
like the heat of the sun or the skin on the drum. I keep on living with the fullness of the one, like the heat of the sun or the skin on the drum. Dry.
Michael Franti and Spearhead, Skin on the Drum. Michael Franti playing a free show at Wagner Park tomorrow evening, 7 o'clock, Wagner Park. And of course, tonight at Wagner Park, it's Gogo Bordello, the master of the operatic gesture. Can you imagine? Have you seen them yet?
I have not. I keep missing.
Oh, you have to.
I know.
You know how a lot of singers stand up there on stage and sort of focus on the middle distance?
Uh-huh.
And they're not really connecting with the audience?
Sure.
Not Eugene Hutz, no. Man. He is making eye contact with everybody in line in the front row right there.
Cool.
And singing right to them. You
nice.
Know, the, rah, you know.
Definitely that. Love yeah. those guys.
Great showman. Yeah. Great showman. Hey, well, Let Them Roar joins us now in the studio. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
What's going on?
Oh.
So many things.
Yeah. Well, one of the things is Justice Snows, huh?
That's right.
You've done already one gig, a brunch gig. When right. was that? Last week?
Last weekend? Last Sunday, yeah.
How did the brunch gig go?
It was great. It's a lovely time to be there, you know, in the
is
middle
it?
Of the day.
Is it?
Yeah. They have a great menu. And
nice.
Yeah, and it's a different crowd than at night, you know. We played
a lot more kids.
Yeah, more kids, more families, yeah, just a different vibe overall. We played acoustic this arrangement, the four of us.
Mm-hmm.
And that was our first time doing that since Aaron left the band. So it felt great.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then you've got a gig coming up Wednesday.
Right.
That's a nighttime.
That's a night one.
Yeah, 9 o'clock.
That's rock and roll.
Rock and roll. Come home at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Well, Aspen is just jammed these days, so yeah. You're going to have a lot of people coming in off the street, I would think.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, what a nice space to play in, too.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah, and the people are super nice. Everybody who works there is always so friendly and accommodating and welcoming and love it. Yeah.
So Aaron's not playing drums with you guys anymore?
No.
Wow.
He is pursuing a mindfulness teacher training that is a big job, and he's definitely devoted. So
that makes for a different Let Them Roar sound.
Yeah. We played with Mark Zoller last night down in Rifle, and it was definitely a different sound. It was great. Mark's an incredible drummer. It's really nice to have him.
And he's going to be with us at Justice Knows on Wednesday.
That's right.
Oh, great. Nice. So you played over at the Ute.
Yeah.
Is that how's the Ute? I still haven't been in there yet.
Also another beautiful space. The sound on stage was fantastic and a little hard to see the audience. We had some pretty bright lights. It was definitely big stage, bright lights. We got some fun pictures of our name on the marquee. That's cool.
Big stage, bright lights. That sounds like a blues song.
I think it might be.
Or a country song. Yeah. And you're writing some new songs? Are you guys working on new pieces?
Yeah.
Nice.
I feel like I'm dominating here. I'm going to move the microphone over, let someone else talk.
Tell them, Ashton.
Well, we did a songwriting retreat, I think it was about 3 weeks ago, where we all brought in some song ideas, and then we spent the whole day trying to get 4 songs done. So that was really fun.
Did it work?
Yeah, we finished them. Uh-huh. Yeah, uh-huh. We're still in the process of kind of trying to refine them, play them live and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But it was really fun. I had a great time doing it.
Are any of those newbies ready to be premiered on KDNK? Yay! Let's hear one. Play what you guys want to play. You play what you need to play.
Okay.
We've got Let Them Roar here live in the studios here at KDNK.
Okay, we're going to start with Snow Moon. This one began with Ashton, and we did a collaborative writing process to get the verses.
February was the Snow Moon, a time when our shadows
are starkest.
Thank you. wonder, the wonder dance. Beneath the sky's romance, under the snow moon. Under the snow moon, beneath the winter's bloom, under the snow moon. Under the wonder dance, beneath the sky's romance, under the snow moon. Under the snow moon.
Let the roar here at KDNK. Yay. Sophia Clark on the lead vocals and playing on the guitar too. I don't think I've seen you pick up the guitar before. Is that a new development?
Not so much. Oh. Well, okay. Yes and no. Ever since Frank Martin transitioned out of the band, I started playing more guitar. And it's been a steep learning curve.
Has it? Well, yes. You've got a great teacher right over there.
Yes, that's for sure.
Yeah. Mateo Sandate on the guitar, Ashton Topher on the bass, Olivia on the vocals too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a new song or not?
Yeah, brand new.
Brand new. Nice. Yeah.
Still in development.
I like that bass line.
Yeah.
Kind of jazzy. Cool. Yeah. Well, that doesn't surprise me. Yeah.
Yeah, Ashton arranged it or started working on it electronically, right? You want to say something about that?
Yeah, I came up with the idea on my computer on Ableton Live, and then I brought the idea to the band, and then they wrote some vocals, and we arranged it all together. I really liked it because it was totally collaborative.
Uh-huh.
I really want to do more of that. It's really fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Huh. Well, I'd like to hear another one.
All right.
Please.
Let's just go right ahead. Okay. And this one's a little older, though they never stop developing. So we'll see how this one goes. This is called Miles of Wire. I remember the first time I heard this guitar part, I was sitting by a campfire up in Snowmass. Sure kicks up the dust, and the rain will keep the dust down, but it makes my shanty rust. The shanty keeps the sun off. I want it on my face. My face ain't a bad one, but it sure is out of place. Out of place. Changed my mind. Keep sorting through this herd till I find the ones are mine.
ones are mine. Ones are mine. Travel down, but the road that I am winding is the only one I've found. Gives me the wings to fly, feet to find the ground. And I know that I'll need both in the place that I am bound. I am
Let Them Roar playing here in KVNK. You know, the two female vocals has developed into a crucial part of your sound.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Because it didn't start that way.
No. I was doing it all alone for a while.
Yeah.
Then Frank came aboard and we were doing that thing for a while. And then Sophia turned up and we try to keep on growing.
Well, in fact, we have more vocalists.
Yeah.
In the band
we're
now.
Doing a Mateo whole bunch. Everybody's singing now, really.
Nice.
Yeah, the next one we'll do is everybody singing.
Let's do it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Jumping right in.
Because we have to go soon.
Okay,
so let's
sounds
do it.
Good. Well, thanks so much for having us.
Well,
Lee.
Thanks for Let Them Roar coming in and also playing Justice Snows on next Wednesday. Great.
Next Wednesday. Yeah.
Mateo, you want to say anything about this song?
Well, this is a song we just recorded, and it's fresh. we haven't released it yet, so I guess here's a sneak peek.
Yay!
It's called We Are Not the Broken Ones.
Perfect. Let Them Roar.
The lonely one. are not what they seem. Help each other, help them join along. They have sung the glory song. We've been asked what's going on. There is grace for everyone. We are not the broken ones. We are not the helpless ones. We are not the lonely ones. We are not the broken ones. We are not the foolish ones. We are not the frightened ones. We are love and light. We've always been all right, shining like the stars in the night.
Shining like the stars in the night. We are peace and quiet. We've always been alright. Darkness must set in to see our light. We are love and light. We've always been alright. Shining like the stars in the night. We are peace and quiet.
Them roar. They've always been all right, haven't they? Playing Justice Snows on Wednesday. Thanks for coming in, guys. That was great.
Thank
that song sounds
us.
Really great.
Thanks for having us.
You bet.
Oh, it's great to be at KDNK.
Always. Woo-hoo! Always nice to have you. Well, we have to leave it there and let the news guy come in. Thanks for listening. It has been a pleasure, and please stay tuned for the news coming right up.